I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Not so bad at all. It's a lovely sunny day today.
It has been. It's been a few showers in the afternoon here. We're giving everyone a weather report.
Oh, no. That's a shame. No, it's been gorgeous here.
It was nice in the morning. We had Meggie's sports day today, which was nice.
Oh, excellent.
She's a nursery and they do a sports day for them. And she's really good at running. Like, really good. She's three, but she could have beaten the children at four and a bit, I reckon.
Wow, that's cool.
She won her race by, like, well, quite a long distance. She was the only child in her age group. Like, we always not take the mickey out of her, but it's like she does this funny little run. She runs like you should, like, if she was properly sprinting, like, pumping her arms and all this kind of stuff. But she's like a little three-year-old doing it. She's really funny. but then having her watched her win the race today, she's like sprinting like a proper sprinter. We're like, wow, she's actually quite quick.
Wow, that's cool. That's really good.
Yeah, so what have you been up to?
Well, I've been busy, usual sort of stuff. Today's been a... Because it's been the European elections today, I've been... Lois has been off school because they use their school as a polling station. So, yeah, we've had Lois and our friend round today, which has been entertaining. They're pretty good.
Do you know the results don't come out till Sunday?
I know, it's a bit depressing, isn't it, having to wait that long?
I got some beers in, thinking, oh, I might stay up tonight and watch some of the results come in. But, yeah. But Sunday seems a bit far away to stay up for, so... Might just have a normal sleep tonight.
or you could just drink through.
That's what I was thinking, but we'll see. Actually, well, it's Isabel's school's like founding day tomorrow. It's like a little celebration thing they do. And so that does involve drinking alcohol and playing parent-child, like parents v. child games and stuff like that in the school.
Right,
so,
okay.
So cool. It's almost like Easter bank holiday weekend again, because like tomorrow's a day off basically, and then Monday's bank holiday as well, isn't it? Soon?
It is, yeah. And next week I've got a wedding on the Friday, so next week's a 3-day week for me.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty good going. So I was gonna, before we move on from the sports day today, did you do the Father's Egg and Spoon race?
It wasn't a Father's Egg and Spoon race, it was you know, the cones, the little circular cones, you had to just put one of those on your heads,
right?
And everybody cheated and just held it with their hand and ran, and so I did that. I wasn't going to do it, but I was like, well, I've got to show Meggie that, you know, I'm a willing participant.
Yeah,
as well.
You have to take part in these things.
Yeah. I finished, I'd say mid-pack. I'm one of the oldest dads at the school, I think. You know, there's all these youngsters, so I'm never planning on beating those guys.
Well, you never know, Mr. Fitness, now with all this cycling.
It's all about taking part. Well, yeah, I wouldn't say I'm fast, though. I can cycle a long way now, just not very quickly.
How's that going, by the way?
Good, yeah. So I think since the last podcast, I did the London Revolution ride,
yeah,
which was the 2-day event in London, 100 miles on Saturday, camp overnight in Windsor, and then 80 miles on Sunday, followed by a pit stop in Reading and some beers with you.
Yeah,
was good.
That was good. I enjoyed that very much. That was a sunny day as well, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. So the whole weekend was sunny, actually, but. I know, Saturday was a bit rainy to start with, but that was the first 100-mile ride I did, which was good, and that was by far the biggest kind of 2-day or consecutive days riding that I did as well, so
excellent.
That was really good. The event was put on by the same people that are doing Ride Across Britain, so the tents were the same as what we're going to stay in when we do the event in September. So the whole experience of packing to go away and thinking of all the things I need, and then the process of getting back, giving your bike a bit of a clean, shower, dinner, another dinner, and then bed was good practice. And getting up at 5 in the next morning and getting ready and so on.
Yeah, that's cool. No, yeah, it's good.
Good
fun. How's work been going? All right?
Yeah, it's okay, yeah. So I've been working with a copywriter, as I think I said last podcast.
Yeah, I was keen to ask about that. How's it been going?
The last podcast I said about I was going to focus on agencies, and then as soon as I kind of finished the phone call with you, I was like, oh, do I really want to do that? So did think about it a bit more, and I don't want to dislike, as I said, like me and you are the bootstrapping audience people.
Yeah.
I guess what I don't want to do is discount people like us. But yeah, I don't know. So the tool, the copywriting has been done, like the email drip email when you sign up thing is done, so that's going out to people now.
Excellent.
There was a bug where everybody was getting the first name in of the email that was sent out. Everyone got called John or Andy or something like that. Like yesterday. It was funny.
Brilliant. It's better than just a placeholder, yeah. Then
That's true, yeah. At least there's some name going there. So that's been going out for about a week, and then I literally got the copy for the site yesterday, and it's just aiming more, I think, at people that know what SEO is. And I really like it, actually, having looked through it and gone through it, and I've started implementing it on the front page. It will be really interesting to see what a difference, if it makes a difference.
Yeah. So is it, I think you said it was going to be mainly landing pages, is that right?
Yeah, so the home page, and there's three other landing pages, stroke feature pages.
Right.
But they're pages that you can click through to read more about a specific feature. And then I was also pointing ads at those individual feature pages based around the feature, or the ad was based around the feature, sorry. So yeah, it'll be good to see. Yeah, good luck. Yeah, I think last podcast I said about I'd had a decent amount of churn as well. So I put the price of sanity check up and got a few customers. So slowly claiming that churn back that had gone away.
That's good. And you haven't got any more churn. It's kind of
no. That's a strange thing. It was just that one particular week when five or six customers decided to cancel, and there's been nothing since.
Oh, that's good.
I have sent out another newsletter since then as well.
So. Yeah, so that's not.
Remember, that was what triggered it off,
The curse of the newsletter.
Yeah, so it will be. It's interesting time, certainly, I think.
Yeah, that's good. And it's nice to have a while without anyone leaving, because then it sort of averages out that churn, doesn't it, for that sort of little blip that you had.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's sad to see, like, in Bear Metrics, you can see the MMR graph, and there is a dip in that week, and it's not back up to where it was. And obviously it would have been nice for that dip not to happen, because the revenue that new customers that have come on board would have led to more of a just a continued growth upward. But sell AV, there's nothing you can do about it.
No, absolutely, it's always going to happen at some point,
onwards and upwards. Yeah,
that's cool, that's really good.
So how is your work stuff going?
It's been going okay, actually. Yeah, it's been still really busy, and that's good. Some of the stuff, I'm starting to get to grips with some of the big stuff that I've got to work on. I was more stressed about it last time we spoke, I think, because I was kind of in the zone of, I know I need to do something, but I'm not 100% sure what it is. It's around sort of financial stuff in the system that people need to know more information than I currently provide. And it involves a bit of a rework of certain bits of the system so that they can get what they need. And I was just a bit sort of floundering around thinking, well, I need to do this. And then, well, do I need to do this? And all that sort of stuff. But I really nailed it down over the past couple of weeks. So that's good to know that now. So rather than just sitting down staring at a screen, not knowing what to do, I know now what I need to do. That's good. But the big news is I've hired a freelancer for doing some support work.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I don't think I even mentioned it last time, but I'd been thinking about it for a while. And I just realised that, well, through tracking my time and all that sort of stuff, I could see how much time I was spent on support. And so I just thought, why don't I just give it a go? Hire somebody to help me out with support. And it's a long-term thing, as long as it works out and we both get on well and work out together, work together well. Then, so I'll have a support person as of next week.
Ah, very good. How did you find the person?
I ummed and ahed about this a bit actually, because I know some people that do sort of VA work, and I was tempted to contact them, but I wasn't 100% sure about their sort of experience with the support side of things. In fact, I knew that they hadn't done, pure support roles. They'd sort of a mixture of VA work. So I didn't approach them in the end, and I went on Upwork, and I posted a job on Upwork, and I got quite a few responses, not that many that were great. I had a few that were good, and then I was a bit disappointed with that, so I posted on People Per Hour as well. And in the end, I sort of had a short list, and then I interviewed a couple, and then chose from those and hired her today.
Are they UK based?
Yes. So I was keen to have somebody UK based, or certainly based in Europe, because of the GDPR stuff. And I wanted somebody, because all my customers are British, in the UK. I wanted somebody that was British living abroad, or British living in the UK. Obviously, as it turns out, the person I've got actually lives in the UK and is British. So, but or fluent in English, because the communication is the key thing, especially when the users of the system are non-technical. It's hard enough having that technical barrier in the place rather than introducing sort of a language barrier as well. So I wanted someone that was one of the requirements. But yeah, I ended up getting people mainly from the UK, and the two people I interviewed were both from the UK. But yeah, no, it's good. I'm really excited about it.
That sounds good. I might check that out, because there's a chance that some SEO consultancy work comes in that needs some writing done. And
right.
I was thinking about how to scale that up.
Mm.
That People Per Hour thing might be a good idea.
Yeah, that was quite good. There were more UK-based VAs on people per hour that applied. On Upwork, I got loads of people from the Philippines, India applying, and I basically just discounted them because I didn't distance. There's a time zone thing as well, you know, all that. So I just stuck to the other ones, and I was amazed actually how few there were that met my requirements on Upwork. I guess there aren't that many sort of British European people on there for that sort of role. But people per hour had more, certainly. And then I kind of narrowed it down based on the amount of support experience they've got, because a lot of the people that applied were sort of general VAs who maybe do a bit of support here and there, and they wanted to do it. But I wanted somebody that was familiar with doing that all the time, because I think if you're used to doing it all the time, then it won't be a pain in the ass for you to do it. Whereas if you're doing it every now and again, I don't think it would be that enjoyable if it's not something that you do and you enjoy doing, you know. That's my feeling anyway. So it's worked out who I've got so far, and we'll see how things go next week.
So are your admin systems up to scratch so that they'll be able to do what they
Nope.
need to do as well?
Nope. And that was one of the key things in choosing the person for the role, actually. It's kind of, sorry, I'm just pouring myself another, celebrating as well. It's one of the key things was that the person I selected is kind of, what's the word? I'll use the word scrappy, you know, a bit sort of willing to just pick something up and run with it rather than expect there to be lots of process in place and all that sort of thing. She's came across really well in that aspect, and so that's it really. I mean, the role's going to be dealing with the support issues. If they can't do it themselves, then obviously escalate it to me, and then that my intention is for that to trigger me to then go and do something so that they can do it without bothering me. Even if it's like a hacky workaround so that they can do it. That's not the same as doing a customer ready implementation. You know, you can do like a hacky workaround that somebody behind the scenes knows how to do, but you'd never release to a customer. Hopefully I won't have to do too many of those. But I could do that, you know, that's something I could do. But she's also keen on doing the sort of video explainers and knowledge base articles, that sort of stuff. Yeah, so it should be good.
Exciting times.
It is, it's good. Yeah, I'm really pleased today to have got that done.
And how is your developer working out as well?
He's good, yeah, Eddie, he's going really well. We've got some good stuff that's almost ready to be released, which are admin features, actually, things that customers will be able to then do themselves rather than have me do for them. So that'll be a big win when that goes out as well. So yeah, it's all looking rosy at the moment.
Come on, you're gonna have lots of time on your hands soon. What are you gonna do with it all?
No, there's still plenty to do. Don't you worry about that. Don't you
Sales and
worry about that.
marketing.
Yeah, well, that's the hope. That is the plan, to get to that point where I can do a bit more of that. I'm trying not to jump the
No,
gun,
no, no, no.
but
You'll have more time to train for the London Marathon. That's what
No,
you'll have.
no, 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 no.
I remember what you signed up for when I was in Reading, and we did a
No,
few
hang on.
beers.
I didn't sign up for anything. You signed me up, and I
I got a
didn't.
bit of paper. I wrote it out, and you signed it. I've got it in
I
my
didn't
wallet.
sign anything. I'm in the ballot, so if I think what we agreed was that if I get in through the ballot,
No, I think what we agreed is if you didn't get into the ballot, you'd sign up for a charity place.
Oh God, I don't remember
That
that. I have no
is what we
recollection of
agreed, and I'll get Mark to help fact check
that.
that as well. Sorry, carry on.
Anyway, yeah, I can't remember what I was saying now. Oh
Or what
yeah,
you can
having
do with all your spare
time,
time.
yeah. Well, I mean, depending on how much free time I get, the first thing would be to carry on with what I'm doing now, but spend the free time on implementing the admin features so I can get even more free time. You know, that's really the idea. And then once I've got enough of a chunk of time in a week that I can actually focus on some sales and marketing, I'll start winding that up. So yes, I'm hopeful that we're not far away from that now.
Ah, sounds good.
Yeah, it'd be great. Well, one of the key things as well for trying to get a support person on now is that it's the summer holidays coming up, and planning to go away for a family holiday. Not with just me, Sylvana and Lois, but with my mum and dad and my brother and their family as well. So it's a big do that we do every couple of years. And the last thing I want to do is have the level of support I've got now that I have to deal with while I'm on holiday. So that was a big driver to get somebody in as well. Just, you know, just to try and ease things a bit. So it's good.
Cool.
Yeah, it's all good. Had a few customers come on as well the past couple of weeks. So things are just ticking along really as usual. One thing I was going to ask you actually, what do you host your website on? I'm sure I've asked before, but I can't remember.
I have got a dedicated service because I
Okay.
run the app on that as well.
So you got right, okay. Yeah, because I run the website's a static website basically, and I'm thinking that it's fine for me just to make updates to it, but if I want other people to, then I probably need to get some sort of a CMS in place.
Go WordPress, I guess. It's the easiest thing to do, isn't it?
It's slow though, isn't it?
No, depending on your host and how much you're paying. There's things have sped up a lot these days, and you can use Cloudflare to basically, well, it kind of sits in front of it as a CDN and almost makes it serves like static HTML. So it takes like a snapshot of it and will serve that rather than, querying a database each time.
That's a good point looking into. Yeah, I'll have to look into that again then. Not just yet,
So,
but something to do.
good, good.
How did your customer survey info go? Have you finished that now, or are you still carrying on with that?
Yeah, I haven't checked actually. Let me have a look. I got to 23 responses and there weren't any responses for about 3 weeks, so I stopped checking. But oh, there's one more response. Hello. Is that? Oh, that's a good one. Let me check that. Yeah, so it wasn't pushed out anymore, but one of the original customers had come back and would be somewhat disappointed if it could no longer use it.
Somewhat disappointed.
Yeah, so it's very disappointed, somewhat disappointed, and not disappointed.
Right.
And the theory behind if you've got product market fit is you should get 40% should be very disappointed.
Okay, right.
Let me just see what else is. The look at all responses in summary. So I'm at 29.2% very disappointed, which is sad. So,
It's not.
but the idea then is that, if you are like if you got 5%, then you probably go, actually, perhaps this product isn't, we haven't got product market fit, either rethink it totally or give up. That would be the extreme choice. But if you're, I think like the idea for me would be, well, it's 29.2%. Go and look through the people who are somewhat disappointed and look at the features that they say are missing and things like that, and work to get switch those guys over to be very disappointed.
Yeah, cool. Well, it gives you plenty to work on, doesn't it? To
Yeah,
look
so
for. Good
I've done
stuff.
that and like picked out all the features and so on. Again, I'd be interested to split that as well to see which ones are the two audiences that generate the most revenue, the agencies and the SEO professionals versus like the bootstrappers, to see if which group would be most disappointed. But
It would be interesting. I mean, when I met, I told you about it at MicroConf EU last year. I met those guys that signed up for Sanity Check, and he'd been looking for something for ages. And I told him about Sanity Check. He signed up that night, and the next day he was over the moon about it. He was loving what he was getting out of it. So, and
Yeah,
that's the bootstrapper type rather than agency type. So,
they're still a customer as well. Yeah, they signed up for the large plan as well, which is obviously good. He didn't answer the survey though, so I will say he would be a very disappointed person. So that's bumped it up to like 31,
You see,
32%.
that's a bit wrong, really, isn't it? Because really, it's probably just because it's totally, totally busy. I mean, I get these sorts of things in my inbox all the time, and it's just instantly deletes, even if I really like the product.
Yeah, so the copywriter I was working with, I said, these are the amount of people who have sent it out to. I've had X amount of responses, and she said that's pretty typical. So yeah, I was quite happy with the number of people that replied to it, I think. You're never going to get everyone, are you?
No, exactly, yeah.
Like, not everyone reads a newsletter that you send out and they're asking you where a feature is and, or why I haven't done this feature 3 months later. And like, well, we sent out a newsletter about it. Do you not read them? Nope. No one.
Nobody does. You can't expect them to. I don't, so. So I've not really got anything else. I mean, I've, like I say, just ticking along. I'm hopeful in a couple of, well, we said we were going to record every week, and we've managed to fail already since we said that, because it's a couple of weeks since the last recording, but that's
It's
not too bad.
too many bank holidays and things in a way. That's the problem.
Never too many bank holidays.
Well,
But
there is
yeah,
for podcasts.
it gets in the way of podcasts, that's for sure. Yeah.
Should we talk politics for a moment? Who did you willing to say
Oh.
who you voted for?
Yeah, the European elections, I've never been very sure about who to vote for. But this time, I just wanted to vote for a Remain party, ones that I did actually think about spoiling my paper.
Yeah.
But then I thought that was more your sort of local election, general election type thing to do. As the European, I thought it would make a bigger statement to vote for somebody that wanted to remain, cancel Brexit. So I voted the Green Party.
Oh, I did too.
Did you?
Yeah, first time I've ever voted for them.
Yeah, I've never voted for them before either. But I mean, my reasoning really was that I don't really trust any of the other political parties at the moment, and the environment is such a big issue at the moment, isn't it? And people don't seem to be getting the message and doing anything about it. So I thought, yep, that'll do. Vote for the.
That is my thoughts as well. I think in our small co-working space, admittedly, there's only five people in there. We all voted Green Party, I think.
I've got a
But
feeling they're going to do really well.
I think they will. But well, the predictions are saying that the Brexit Party are going to do well, aren't they? Which I think is sad, but they did
Yeah,
vote.
well, in Brexit voting places, then I'm sure they will do well. But I'm sure I reckon the Greens are going to do well in everywhere else, all the Remainer places. I think they'll do pretty well.
That's assuming that remaining people have decided to vote, though, because I know a lot of people who are kind of just so fed up of it all.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to
I
see the
think.
numbers, actually, because I know people are fed up with it all, but they still want to vote. People I know, anyway, they still want to vote to say, to make the case, whether they're spoiling the paper or just voting against the traditional parties. Good statement.
Cool.
Be interesting.
Read any good books recently? Changing subject now.
I haven't read any good books. I found a podcast recently, which I don't know whether you already listened to it. It's called Growth TLDR,
No, I
a
haven't
marketing
heard that one.
podcast. Yeah, I saw it. So who tweeted it? Oh, Ruben Gomes tweeted about how somebody's pretty vociferous on a particular topic, and so I just started to listen to it. I only started listening to it today. I've listened to a few episodes in the background, and it's pretty good. It's by two guys, Kieran Flanagan and Scott Towsley, I think. Towsley from HubSpot. And it's quite interesting. I mean, I just had it on in the background, so I wasn't really paying that much attention. But the sort of stuff they talk about is about growth for SaaS companies. So yeah, it's probably a decent one to have listened to.
I was just trying to look in, because I use Overcast to listen to, and every now and again I star podcasts, but I don't know a way of like bringing back the podcast that you've starred. It's pretty rubbish.
What, just in the library rather than in your own
Well,
list?
even in a website, because you can log on to the website and see like a similar view to what you see in the app. Because I was going to mention a podcast I remember enjoying, like because I listened to the guy, the founder from Instagram, Kevin Systrom, or whatever his name is. He was on the Tim Ferriss podcast, and I don't listen to all the Tim Ferriss podcasts now because they're so long. But I cherry pick the ones I like, and that was quite interesting. Hearing him talk about the start of Instagram and just how he reads books and the books he's been reading and stuff like that was quite good, I thought.
It's good. I find it difficult to keep up with reading books these days, business books anyway. I always read like a fiction book at bedtime to try and chill myself out a bit. But yeah, I mean, I have to read a business book. I suppose you listen to them, don't you? You use Audible.
No, I generally do read, but what he said was interesting. So there's a book called On How to Read, I think it's called, which I've heard seen before in Amazon. And he basically gave a summary of what the book says on how to read books properly and be able to understand them or take them in. He said, first of all, read the table of contents, so you understand what the structure of the book is. Then, if you go, you can basically read the last page of the book because the author always summarizes his arguments in on the last page, the whole book. And then you can read the last paragraph or last page of every chapter because again, the author summarizes
That's a good
that
point.
chapter on the last page. Then you can decide whether you want to read a chapter and dig in more or not.
That's quite funny. Yeah, that's quite a good approach.
But the only issue with that is with Kindle books, that's not so easy, is it? So I'm kind of thinking that I might try it with a paper book or two and see how I get on.
That's
I've
always been
certainly.
my bugbear with Kindle books, is it seems to be more difficult than it needs to be to do that sort of thing. You'd have thought they'd
It
have
is totally,
shortcuts.
yeah.
You'd have thought they'd have shortcuts for like, last page in chapter or for next chapter, something like that.
There is, you can go back to the table of contents at any time. And so I guess you could go chapter two and then go back a page, chapter one and so on. It's
I
a little bit of
guess,
a bit crappy, isn't it?
I
But
guess. I've heard of a couple of books that I want to read, which is A Company of One.
I read that. I listened to that one.
Yeah, was that good?
It was all right. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
Yep.
and
Yep.
the mom test.
Now, I heard about that one as well on the Art of Product.
Yeah, that's right.
You're
Yeah,
saying where you heard
that's
it,
why I
yeah.
heard of it. Yeah. Talking of which, what about Level and Derek Reimer cancelling or knocking it on the head?
Yeah, I
That's
guess
interesting.
it was a big project to take on, wasn't it?
Well, I think, like he said in his, I read his article as well. In with sort of 2020 hindsight, you can see that it would be something that would require an enormous amount of money to get a lot of traction. So many features that people would take for granted that have, unless you spent money on it to get developed and build them. That I thought that was quite interesting. Yeah, it's a shame when that happens, but I guess it's a learning exercise as much as anything.
Indeed. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who he decides to work on next.
Yeah, one of the things he was talking about was about working on what you want to work on and what you enjoy working on. And I've always struggled with that a bit. What does that really mean? Because if you, so I always like to be busy. I always want to be doing something, but I'd like to have the chance to not work. Do you know what I mean? So I think it's difficult to say something that you enjoy working on or would want to work on, because maybe I'm just too sort of in love with shiny objects. But anything that means I have to work on the same thing over again, I think you're always going to get tarnished about, and you feel a bit like, oh, I'll do this again. So for me, because I was thinking about, you know, my own situation where it's been a bit stressful. Should I have knocked the product on the head rather than continue to where I am? But fundamentally, what it's about is about having a business that can not run itself, but, you know, the cogs are turning, you know, so the business keeps going forward and you don't necessarily need to be in it all the time. And I think getting to that point, enjoy work as much as I could enjoy work, but it's not necessarily a market or an area that I'd ever decided to work in before I started the product.
Mm.
So it's an interesting thing. I just wonder how much the actual market that you're serving matters. I know people say it matters a lot, but I think if you construct a business to suit the way you want to work, but, you know, then maybe that's okay.
Well, it's picking a challenge, isn't it? And knowing, like you say, and Derek has said, you know, obviously picking that particular challenge, it was one that wasn't going to work if he just wanted, if he wasn't going to take investment and, you know, perhaps grow a team to try and do it, or be able to have the money to grow a team.
Yeah, but he said that he wants to serve the makers, you know, so you developers, designers, that sort of market. And I just wonder why, you know, why narrow yourself down that much? I mean, obviously you've got people that you like working with and that sort of thing, so that's always a good thing. But I don't know why it matters so much. I guess it's easier to do things like marketing and that sort of thing. Yeah, I don't know. Just it's just interesting to me that being somebody who's in a market that I never really had, you know, considered before actually developing a product for it, it's just interesting to me whether that's such an important thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so are you a bit depressed about Liverpool? I didn't speak to you about it.
No, well, thankfully we've got the Champions League final to look forward to, so yeah. Speak to me after that. If we lose that, it might be a different story, but... Yeah. Now I think most Liverpool fans are proud of how we did in the league. We obviously would have liked to have won it in most seasons with that points total we would have done.
Yeah.
But I mean, the good thing for the neutrals, it's a good thing Liverpool were pushing Man City so hard, because imagine if they hadn't been. And
it would have been embarrassing, wouldn't it?
It doesn't look like any other team were going to step forward to challenge them, does it? So
when is the Champions League final?
It's not this Saturday, it's the Saturday after.
Okay, it's good.
It's crazy because it's like 2.5-3 weeks since their last game.
Yeah.
But it's the same for Tottenham as well, so
that'd be a good game, I bet.
Yes, looking forward to it.
Excellent. All right then, well, good to speak to you again.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, get on with that marathon training. We know the date's coming up next year, so
yeah, I've got until September, October before they release the ballot results, so we're all right so far.
Yeah, okay, cool.
All right, cheers, Nick.
All right, see you later.
See you soon. See you. Bye.